morning, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Morning Woodruff. I am Earl. This is Travis.
How's it going, guys?
All right, everybody. How you doing today?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Fantastic. Got a big cup of coffee, and it's a cool 32 degrees here in Northwest Arkansas, and we are expecting 6 inches of snow between now and Wednesday.
Hopefully, we say I'm expecting 6 inches of I run that joke.
No, you're going to be expecting 6 inches of something white, all right, but it's since it's white, it's not going to happen.
What? I'm going to be giving a girl 6 inches of stuff on Wednesday, probably not.
Right.
Okay.
I had a girlfriend that asked for 6 inches. I gave it to her twice.
There you go.
And then she was like, "Bah!" I'm like, is that too big? And she said, "It smells."
Hey, you give it to her 3 times.
That's right. I went out with this one girl, and all she did was mumble and throw up gang signs. Turned out she was deaf.
Oh, God.
Hey-o, coming at you.
You're definitely going to hell.
Thank you.
39 degrees, huh?
Yeah.
We've been on cold front this week. Not that cold yet, but
60?
No, it's when I've been getting up in the morning to go to work, it's been high 30s or low 30s.
You haven't had to scrape your window yet, have you?
No.
Oh. Because I do.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's good times. I have a little blanket that I put over the front of my truck.
Yeah.
And so it keeps the ice off the front, so I don't have to de-ice the front. But I do have to scrape my side windows to get to work. So,
by the time you get to work, everything is de-thawed, though, right?
Yeah, normally.
Yeah. Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. But anyway, how was your weekend?
Went over to Cobra's. He had an N64, and I was playing some games that I had.
Were you able to kick his ass?
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah. That's a lot of fun. N64, we had No Mercy and WrestleMania 2000.
Yeah.
And those were great engine on those games. Yeah. Lots of fun to play. And was it No Mercy that you could get a table out?
Yeah. Yeah, you can get a table out for No Mercy. And there was so much cool stuff that game had. Like, you can bring in a ladder, and you could hit people with chairs, and
all the good stuff.
Yeah, you just reach under the ring and pull it out. Which, in real wrestling, that's how it goes.
Yeah.
Hey, where are we going to put that shit? Let's put it under the ring.
That's right.
What's the worst that can happen?
Somebody will pull it out and hit you with it.
Yeah. Yeah, midget and... Speaking of wrestling, I went back to because the Rumble is next Saturday.
That's right.
So I was watching one of my favorite Rumbles, 1992.
Is that did Hulk Hogan win that one?
No. That was the one that you made me cry.
Oh, is that the one Ric Flair won?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good one.
Mostly because there was so much talent. There was Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair, Roddy Piper, Randy Savage, Sid Vicious, and Shawn Michaels.
When Roddy Piper was beating the crap out of Flair all by himself, and then the horn goes off, and down comes Jake the Snake, and he's a bad guy. And he gets in the ring, and he goes to Piper. He's like, "Go ahead, I'm going to sit here." and he got a huge pop for letting Piper continue to beat on Flair.
Yeah, and Bobby Heenan made that cheer so good.
It's not fair, Flair.
Yeah, like that was, if you, well, you can watch the entire match and just his commentary is beautiful.
Yeah. Or like somebody would be beating up on Flair and he'd be like, oh, he's terrible. And then they'd save him. Or and then he'd be like, oh, this guy, I told you this guy was a louse or something.
Well, like if you want to be a good commentator, just watch their match.
Yeah.
Because he is outstanding.
Yeah, that's a good rumble. That's
I was kind of wondering who do you think would be a great play by or who would be a good commentary guy who's not
like do you mean a wrestler or is just somebody like anybody that would
no be just guy? Like anybody.
What about somebody like, you know, from Saturday Night Live, like Bill Hader, you know?
Yeah, he would be good. Especially him doing his Alda impersonation.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you.
Yeah, something like that. That'd be fun.
You know who I think would be really good? Jason Statham.
I think we have a tape of that.
Yeah.
Let's see what Jason Statham would sound like as a WWE ring announcer or a commentator. Here it is. All right, everybody, and welcome to WrestleMania. I'm so excited I can't really contain myself. Now, you got a match here. This one guy, he's going to be beating the crap out of the other guy. Now, let's watch this. All right, you got... This is the British Bulldog. He doesn't look British to me. He's got dreadlocks. I don't understand it. And he's taking on the Million Dollar Man. What makes this guy look like he's got $1 million? That suit looks like it costs $5. All right. He's got him in a headlock. All right. There you go. He's doing the business. He's doing the business. And he slammed him on the ground. Good for him. Now what? All right. He's going to pin him. The ref counts 1, it counts 2, it counts 3. This is bollocks. Go fuck yourself. Wow. I can see why. What excitement. What adventure.
I have another tape over here. It's Jason Statham and Sylvester Stallone doing co-commentary.
Well, let's hear it. Oh, wow. These two guys, they're pretty big. I mean, they're not as big as you, Sylvester.
And you know, I was thinking that too. You know, I was in Rocky Street, you know, and I teamed up with one of the largest guys there.
You mean Hulk Hogan?
No, I'm talking about Burt Young. The guy was fat as a house, you know. So, but let's get back into the action. You know, I see. He threw him into the ropes. He picked him up. Power slam. You take it, Jason.
All right. Now he's going to go for the cover. It's a proper 1, 2, 3.
Wow, I can't believe it.
I can't believe it either.
No, I can't believe that you can't get any excitement. You know, it must take you forever to get a boner, you know.
Sometimes it takes forever. Wow.
Oh, have you seen Jason Statham's wife?
Uh-uh.
She is the girl that was in Transformers 3.
Oh, the blonde?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, that's not his wife. That's like his baby mama.
And that's a mama I'd like to have a baby with.
Yeah. Hey-o.
Hey. Hey, you. All right, love. Bend over. We're going to go ahead and put it right here in the sweet spot. Ready? There you go. Did you ever see that movie where I had to have my heart keep going? This is kind of like that. All right, so now I'm going to smack you on the bum a little bit. All right. Now, I'm going to punch you in the face. Wow. This thing is harder than Chinese arithmetic. Oh, I'm done. Let's have a nap.
There you go. I say, punch you in the face. You're like, I love you.
I'm not going to go that far. good stuff.
So, should we start getting to the news? I mean, I don't have much.
All right, let's get to it.
Starting off, Pierre Alec Baldwin was charged with involuntary manslaughter.
Yeah, that's crazy, right?
And yeah, and I don't know how many years he's going to get in prison, but man, I feel bad for that guy.
It's funny, is it? Alec Baldwin killed more people than Charles Manson. Hey-o.
I'm thinking, okay, the guy who killed Brandon Lee in 94.
Yeah.
He got off with nothing, but that's also, it was a different time.
Well, also, but the gun had a blank in it. It had been tested. The gun had been tested, and it had a blank in it. The blank was actually lodged in the gun, and when the next blank went off, it pushed what was lodged in. It shot Brandon Lee. It actually wasn't a bullet. It was a casing from a blank. And so, so that's what killed him. That was an accident. Alec Baldwin, his gun actually had a bullet in there. Oh. So what a bullet was doing in this prop gun, we have no idea. But
so someone is probably trying to set him up.
Well, that's what Alec Baldwin's saying. He's saying that he was set up, but most people are just saying that Alec Baldwin's an asshole. So
he's like, I won't get out in time for the part two of Beetlejuice.
And they said, oh, don't be out for part five of Hunt for Red October. No, I don't know. It's a terrible show. Crickets. Stupid.
Well, have you seen his daughter, though?
Yes.
Kim, man, she has grown up and she is gorgeous. It's a good thing she looks just like Kim Basinger.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I saw her and I wanted to hunt for something.
You wanted to shoot her in the face.
I wanted to show her there ain't no rest on what I got. But maybe there is.
That's horrible.
Want to show her my Glengarry Glen Ross. I don't know what that means.
I want to show her my edge.
Movies that he was in.
Yeah.
It was like Beetlejuice? Yeah.
I can't really, because I'm not a huge Baldwin fan.
Yeah.
So, I don't know a lot of his movies.
Yeah, me either.
I mean, my favorite one is Beetlejuice, hands down.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about it.
What was that one with, with what's her name? Sophie's Choice.
It's complicated.
Yeah, that was a good movie, but like Steve Martin made it good. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I want to show her my Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol.
There you go. Yes.
Wait, was he in that one?
I don't know, but
he was in Rogue Nation, I think.
Yes. Ghost Protocol is what they call my junk. It's not there. All right. So, yeah, Alec Baldwin. Good.
I don't have anything this week for the Marvel BJ because there wasn't that much news on the Marvel front. I did pick up this one thing though.
Well, I got something too.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, you want to do Marvel BJ?
Well, I don't have anything.
What we're going to do is a special a cappella version of it for people that don't hear the words normally. So it goes like this.
Okay.
Well, it's time once again. Yes, it is, my friend. It's time for the Marvel BJ. We'll give you all the news in the MCU, and then we'll be on our way. We got the Savage She-Hulk and the Mighty Thor, and when I get done, my mouth will be sore. This is it, and here it comes. This is the Marvel BJ. Squirt.
I guess I'll start with my news.
Yeah.
So, Titanium Man is there's talk of him showing up in Armor Wars.
That's awesome.
But you know who's going to be there talking about being played? Who's going to play him?
No, who's playing Titanium Man?
You love him. You know him. You love him. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Listen to me. Hello. This is an audition. I'm going to be playing in the MCU. And I'm going to be playing Titanium Man. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to be made of titanium. And I'm going to have red eyes. And I'm going to be covered in metal. And I'm going to chase after John Connor. And I'm going to kill Sarah Connor. And,
no, that's the Terminator. Oh, okay. Sorry. Thank you, Arnold. That was quite an addition.
Yeah, they're talking about him showing up. He might be teaming up with Justin Hammer.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, you got Mickey Rourke, and you got Arnold Schwarzenegger. Is there any other washed up 80s actors we can get to put on the suit?
You know, I'm taking over for Yondu Adanta, so you know I'm not gonna be able to do anything. You know, it's mentally irregular to put me in a suit. So,
Jess Mandura.
I've got a suit. Let me tell you, I don't need a suit because I'm a goddamn sexual tyrannosaurus. I'm not going to need a suit. What they call me is Iron Dick. All right. So I'm a detective, but also I don't need a suit. I'm just going to come in there and kick ass.
Iron Dick, huh?
That's right. Governor Iron Dick.
Oh shit.
Yes.
Great.
Thank you.
But yeah, that was that I don't know that much about Titanium Man though. Was he with how big of a Iron Man villain was he?
Huge. He's because he was but he also had he was friends with Tony Stark enough to where he was hit to where his kind of like the Ivan Vanko story where they created a suit together and then they became enemies, you know, but he had, you know, kind of the same technology. So their suits were almost equal in every way, except for, you know, Tony had the heart no pun intended, to keep going when times got tough. And so Titanium Man was actually a pretty good villain for Iron Man.
Mm. And Titanium Man is kind of, he's Russian, right?
Yes.
Well, I mean, Russia is close to Austria, so.
Very close. And Arnold played a Russian in Red Heat, so, you know, they're.
Yeah, but he had an Austrian accent. Arnold was Arnold.
Nobody. Yeah, Arnold plays Arnold. He's like Jack Nicholson playing Jack Nicholson.
Yeah. He was in True Lies. He's supposed to be a full blood, red-blooded American, and he's.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I was born in Utah. I'm a Mormon. Yeah.
You sound like you have a German accent.
No, that's because I was raised in a house that has a hillbilly accent.
So you're a hillbilly.
Yeah, my family's from Tennessee.
Yeah, it's good. But yeah, I think that would be pretty good, because I thought Armor Wars, they're really picking up with the Happy when he stole that thing in Spider-Man,
right? Yeah, yeah.
So you think that's gonna be the catalyst of what Armor Wars goes off of, or no?
No, I think that that was just to help Spider-Man out. So. But this just shows that nobody has anything. You know what I mean? Like, Happy doesn't have anything. Stark Industries has been taken over. Like, it's like whatever happens is going to have to come from ground zero.
Yeah. So. It's not giving me an inside job.
Right. I'll be looking forward to this Armor Wars.
Yeah. What was the news you had?
I got two things. Number one, there's rumors that Jenny Ortega, she played Wednesday on Netflix, that she is rumored to be in Daredevil Born Again.
Nice.
Yes. They're not sure who she's playing, but... I would make her either Typhoid Mary or one of those other Daredevil hacks.
You said Heavy Flow Mary?
It's a Typhoid Mary.
She comes around every 30 days.
Oh, that's right. Every 30 days, Heavy Flow shows up.
Yeah, I'm going to help you out, Daredevil, in 1 month.
And then my other piece of news is that the MCU is scrapping the Venom movies. They are not canon.
Oh.
So, yeah.
So is that same thing goes for like Morbius and...
Yeah, it looks like they're not gonna canonize the Sony universe.
But they are going to canonize the Fox movies and all the other stuff.
I guess so, but we'll see what happens. It's just that they want to do their own version of the black suit Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. So they're going to have it show up in Secret Wars, or I don't know what they're going to do, but it was announced that they're not going to canonize the current Venom movies.
Well, they should, because, I mean, Venom is not a good guy. He's a bad guy.
Right.
I don't know.
And they did a good job. I mean, from much that could be.
It was okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, it wasn't great, but, you know.
I mean, I finally did watch Carnage.
Yeah.
And I didn't like it. Not as much as the first one.
It's not great. I like Woody Harrelson, but it's not good. The first one is better than the second one, yeah. But well, it's not saying much.
They made Carnage way too damn big.
Yeah.
And I was like, isn't that what makes him different? Is he small? And
I agree. he should have been smaller and more able to like Spider-Man, but with claws.
Yeah.
But they made him a monster.
And then when he started doing that tornado move in the prison, while he was trying to escape, that was stupid.
Yeah, that was stupid.
That was ungodly dumb.
I forget all about that. Yeah, that's retarded.
Well, I mean, speaking of retarded, how does Tom Hardy feel about this news?
As Venom, or I mean,
no, as it's not gonna be it's not gonna be canonized in the MCU.
He said, I'm Eddie Brock, you know, can't sound like Jay Leno. He said,
I can't believe you canceled my second favorite character. I was born to be Venom. You merely adopted it. And now I'm going to have to do some other acting. And crashing this plane. Who knows the virus?
So that means, do you think they're even going to canonize the Madame Web when that comes out?
I hope not. I would like to see them like just shit all over everything Sony's done. That'd be great.
Just sticking another shit on top of that shit.
No, just pile it on there like pancakes.
Like a soft serve ice cream machine that's just broke.
Just keeps on going.
Well, you know how a man whip could be better, I think?
How?
Is if they cast Sofia Vergara as Madame Web.
I think they have a clip of that. Oh, welcome, Madame Web. Welcome to my mansion. Oh, it's fun. I like living here. It's so much fun. And you are? Peter Parker. Oh, Peter Parker, so fun to meet you. I heard so much about you. You take so many good pictures. Ow. I'm here. I'm doing a story from the Daily Bugle. Oh, the Daily Bugle. It sounds like a name for one of my vibrators. I put a button, it went that's my Daily Bugle. Thank you. Insane.
Your Sofia Vergara sounds almost like the Swordsman. Except, like, with a high
pitch. No, that can't be right, can it? No, you know what they say. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what might be around the bend. That's wrong. What? No, that can't be right. Got it?
Oh, shit. But that totally sucks for Sony. But at the same time, it's good Marvel is trying to distance themselves from that
horrible piece of shit.
Yeah.
I agree.
From all of it.
Yeah.
Is that it? The BJ?
That is it. We'll zip it up.
All right. You want to take us out? I mean, you don't have to, because we're not playing a proper intro or outro.
And that was the Marvel BJ.
Clean yourself up. If you watch the
Raw Triple X? No, Raw Turns 30. I didn't see it.
No, not that yet.
But no, I'm hoping that.
Did you watch Mandalorian? Or did you see the Mandalorian trailer?
I did. Looks great. I can't wait. I can't wait to start watching it.
It looks fantastic. Like, I like how, who's that? Who's the little guy from Jabba?
Oh, Salacious Crumb. Yeah.
Was that him in the tree, or is that just one of them?
I think that was just one of the creatures that are like him. Yeah, they're all assholes.
Yeah. But yeah, it's gonna be March
1st? 7th? Yeah, around 7th?
1st, something. 7th, something like that.
Something like that. Go ahead.
Are you going to add something to that?
Not to the Mandalorian. I was going to say that I saw 3 episodes of Willow and 1 episode of Andor.
Oh. Yeah, Willow is good.
Yeah.
Andor is good.
Andor is a slow burn.
What episode of Andor did you watch? Just the first one?
Just the first one.
Okay. Episode 3 is really good. Episode 1 of Willow is really good.
Yeah, it is. I liked it.
But like, it's one good episode, one bad episode, one good episode, one okay episode, and one great episode. You know, Willow.
Willow.
But it's like, it's a roller coaster. Like, it'll shoot you up, and then it'll go down, and then it comes back up. And
yeah, the second episode wasn't as good as the first one. But
yeah, first one was you got the cave, or who's that one guy? It looked like he was in Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome.
Yeah.
And then you got the mouth of Sauron.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a lot of Lord of the Rings type things borrowed in there.
Yeah. But, I mean, it was good, though.
Yeah, I'm liking it. We're liking it.
Yeah. It's, I hope they bring back for a second season. There's definitely room for it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was. I'm not gonna spoil anything, but yeah, it was really good. It was really good.
Well, now I'll have to finish it. Yeah. But looking forward to it.
Like Andor, I don't know if I can finish that or not.
Yeah, I'm like, I may have to watch it by myself just so I can fast forward it.
Well, apparently, like Andy Serkis shows up.
Cuttlefish, right? Yeah, I'm scared of cuttlefish. You ever see him go in the water? Dump, dump, dump. Yeah, totally scared of cuttlefish. What the fuck are you talking about?
but yeah, he shows up and I was like, that's awesome. Yeah. But I'm never gonna get that far into watching the show because it was just too. It was a very slow burn. You know.
Yeah, it is. It's very slow. But I don't know. I'll try and stick with it. But Mandalorian is the shit.
What is Mandalorian? Mandalorian is it. Yeah. But no, when I was talking about, I got mom watching Cobra Kai now.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's good.
She hated it, especially Johnny.
Yeah,
but now she loves. Yeah,
yeah.
I say just give Johnny his just give due.
Just give him a chance, that's all.
Yeah. Give Johnny a chance.
Did you know that was the kid from Back to School?
I don't think. Mom? Yeah. Do you know that? Oh, wait. No, I don't want to talk to you right now.
Ask her about it. Not that, now.
The blonde kid from Cobra Kai is from Back to School.
He was the bad guy in Back to School on the swim team.
The blonde hair kid,
the guy, he's a man now.
Yeah, of course, the man, Gail. Who am I talking about? The dog.
You said the kid, so
okay.
Because there's a bunch of kids on the show.
Okay, forget I said anything.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, I brought it on myself.
Yeah,
you did. And like I said, very slow news week this week for me. Anyways, right. No week would be complete of Morning Woodruff without talking about this week's deaths.
That's right.
You might not know him, but Jay Briscoe.
Yeah.
Is he related
to Jerry Briscoe or... Is he related to the Briscoe brothers?
No.
Okay. I thought he was, but...
No. But he was in Ring of Honor, and he died in a car accident at age 38.
Now, have you seen him wrestle before?
Yeah.
Was he really good?
Yeah. Yeah, he was really good. Like, you have to... They just had him this year. But him and his brother, they had a double dog collar match with, remember that tag team in WWE, the Revival?
Yeah.
But they're FTR now?
Yeah, yeah.
They had a double dog collar match, and it was brutal. And if you can find it on YouTube,
like check it out.
Briscoe's versus FTR double dog collar match, and it's just insane.
I'll check that out.
Yeah. But he did a promo, and he was talking about wrestlers who wear mouth guards. And he goes, this is wrestling. This isn't a foo-foo sport. He goes, did Bruiser Brody wear a mouthpiece? Did Terry Funk wear a mouthpiece? Hell no. that's mostly like because his brother that he wrestles with has got he's Mick Foley, except he's skinny and in shape.
Mick Foley was talking about how what a good wrestler this guy was. So yeah. A lot of people respected him.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a good guy, good family man. But yeah, Jerry Briscoe, man. R.I.P.
Passed away. The M&M's company has decided to retire the candy mascots after 25 years. So, apparently they people had a problem. They redesigned the candy mascots recently, and they made them, like, one of them is wearing combat boots. So, obviously, they're trying to make them more inclusive. Like, I guess this one was lesbian, right? Mm-hmm. And then the green one was wearing tennis shoes instead of high heels, which that was always a play anyway, because there's an old urban legend that the green ones were like Viagra or like it would, so naturally the green one was like a little sexy woman. Mm-hmm. Well, now times have changed and people get pissed off about everything, and so M&M has decided that, like, you know, this candy is pissing people off, so let's just go ahead and we're going to hire Maya Rudolph to do our commercials instead.
Yeah.
So that checks.
Is that why Van Halen won nothing but green M&Ms in the back of their
Yes, that's right. That's correct.
Can you imagine Diamond David Lee Roth getting done with the concert? What do you say?
Oh, man, that was a great show. And I'm back here backstage. I got a couple of beauties hanging off of my arm. And I'm going to... What? Brown M&Ms? Ain't this a bunch of shit? Makes me want to jump up and kick some ass. Oh!
And Diamond Dave is getting confused with Brian Johnson.
He almost switched over.
Well, didn't they have a collaboration one time?
I believe they did. There's no music. It's just the audio from the recording session.
Can't you see me here behind the wrecking machine? Or can't you see what I mean? Ooh, I might as well jump. Might as well jump. Put it in, jump. Jump. Ooh. You might as well jump.
Ooh. Wow, that was great.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
What's that?
I said I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Thank you. Also, in passing, Big Death, Splash Mountain closed on Sunday night at Disneyland in the Magic Kingdom. And people were lined up all day long. This ride had a 3-hour wait.
Good all Lord. Day long.
Yeah, so Splash Mountain splashed its last splash, and we are now making way for Tiana's Bayou Adventure. I know.
That's well, a bunch of shit.
You and I talked about this a year ago, with a blessing and a curse all at once.
Yeah. I mean, that sucks that they got rid of that ride.
It does.
It was so much fun.
It's surprising that people were lined up for hours and hours to ride this racist ride. If it was so bad, wouldn't like nobody would have showed up, right? But
yeah.
But no, it gained a lot of support, and it just goes to show you that if you don't check all the boxes, it doesn't matter what you like. Because I'm sure they were all a bunch of entitled white people that were riding this ride. So,
well. Are they taking the one out in Florida as well, or just in California?
No. Magic Kingdom and Disneyland. Splash.
Okay. Any word on when Tatiana's Tatas is going to come out?
Pretty soon. The fence went up today for construction.
Mm.
Imagine that. It closed last night. The fence went up today.
Mm.
So this thing could be ready, if not for the end of summer, around maybe August, if not... probably spring. It's probably going to be spring of next year.
Well, that's a hell of a turnover.
Yeah. So if not spring this year, spring next year. So
yeah,
that's
I mean, sounds like nothing lasts forever, but hopefully they don't get rid of Big Thunder or Matterhorn.
Well, there's nothing racist about those, so we should be all right.
Well, unless you think old Prospector is very racist.
I'm sure he was. That's a racist goat.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Got anything else?
No, I blew all my wads. Whee!
I was about to say, I think I'm done too.
All right. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us for another edition of Morning Woodruff. And we hope that you can join us every Tuesday around this time. If you're listening to us.
Oh, what? I meant to say, never mind.
Oh, if you're listening to us, on Anchor app, Spotify, Apple Music, maybe. If you can see us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And if you see us, like us, subscribe to us. And if you like us, tell your friends. And if you don't, F you. Anyway.
Or tell your friends.
That's right. Enjoy your coffee. I'm going to enjoy this the snowstorm that's coming in. And we will see you. Wait, am I going to see you next Tuesday?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to be. I'm going to be in Florida next Tuesday.
Oh, are you?
I am.
Oh. Well, you totally ruined that surprise.
Surprise. All right.
Okay.
Love you.
Love you. Wait, what?
No homo.